그건.
Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you tonight. You have been so very good for us. We thank you for the rain that you have caused to fall upon us. We thank you for the times of refreshing we have had in your presence. We thank you for the light of your word that is coming to us. We thank you for the great changes that are taking place in our lives. Thank you for the things that you intend to do in our midst. We commit this time of fellowship into your hands. We ask for the release of your spirit and your word. The word will not return to you void. Let it accomplish your purpose in our lives. Let it prosper for the reason that you have sent it. Grant us understanding tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can we shift this? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for how He has been helping us. And we trust that He's going to help us tonight. And, you know, give His life to us. Amen. Tonight we'll be talking about the city of God. God is building a city. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, everything that God is doing is related to the building of that city. God is also building a house. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are that building.
Na sisi ndio iyo majengo.
I want to read that from Ephesians chapter 2.
Ninataka tusome katika Ephesians chapter 2.
We can read chapter 2 from verses... from verse 19 to verse 22.
Ephesians 2, 19:22.
Somebody read. Ephesians 2, from verse 19.
Ephesians 2, verse 19.
Somebody read. Okay.
Basi tangu sasa ninyi si wageni na wasafiri tena lakini wenyeji pamoja na matakatifu na watu wa nyumba ya Mungu. Mmejengwa juu ya msingi wa mitume na manabii naye Kristo Yesu mwenyewe ni jiwe kubwa la pembeni.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's also read 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Tutasoma vile 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
from verses 9
chapitre 3 à partir du verset 9
to verses 16
mpaka ku verset 16
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 9 to 16
chapitre 3
Maana sisi ni wafanyakazi pamoja na Mungu. Ninyi ni shamba la Mungu, ninyi ni jengo la Mungu. Kwa kadiri ya neema ya Mungu iliyopewa sawa sawa mjenga mkubwa mwenye akili niliweka misingi na mtu mwingine anajenga juu yake. Lakini kila mtu aangalie namna gani anavyojenga juu yake. Maana mtu hawezi kuweka msingi mwingine ila ule uliokwisha kuwekwa yeye Yesu Kristo.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will hold there and let's also read Hebrews chapter 12. We'll read from verse 22.
Lakini nyinyi mmesikia mlima Sayuni na mji wa Mungu aliye hai, Yerusalemu wa mbinguni na majeshi ya malaika elfu nyingi. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll read Revelation chapter 21. We'll read from verse 9. And we're going to read down to
nine to twenty one.
Akakuja mmoja wa wale malaika saba waliokuwa na yale machupa saba yaliyojaa yale mapigo saba ya mwisho. Naye akasema, nani akisema, kuja hapa nami nitakuonyesha yule bibi arusi, mke wa mwana kondoo. Akanichukua katika roho mpaka mlima mkubwa mrefu, akanionyesha ule mji mtakatifu Yerusalemu ukishuka toka mbinguni kwa Mungu, wenye utukufu wa Mungu. Mwangaza wake ulikuwa mfano wa jiwe la bei kubwa kama jiwe la yaspi, safi kama bilauri. Ulikuwa na ukuta mkubwa na mrefu mwenye milango kumi na miwili, na kwa ile milango malaika kumi na wawili, na majina yameandikwa yaliyo majina ya makabila kumi na mawili ya wana wa Israeli. Upande wa mashariki mlango mitatu, na upande wa kaskazini mlango mitatu, na upande wa kusini mlango mitatu, na upande wa magharibi mlango mitatu. Na ukuta wa mji ulikuwa na misingi kumi na miwili, na katika ile misingi majina kumi na mawili ya wale mitume kumi na wawili wa mwana kondoo. Na yeye aliyesema nami alikuwa na unyasi wa dhahabu apate kupima mji na mlango yake na ukuta wake. Na ule mji ni mraba na urefu wake sawasawa na upana wake. Akapima mji kwa ule unyasi, ulikuwa kama kilometre 2400. Urefu wake na upana wake na kwenda juu kwake ni sawasawa. Akapima ukuta wake ukapata metre 72 kwa kipimo cha mtu, maana yake cha malaika. Na majengo ya ukuta wake yalikuwa yaspi, na mji ule ulikuwa wa dhahabu safi mfano wa kioo safi. Na msingi ya ukuta wa mji ulikuwa umepambwa kwa mawe ya bei ya thamani ya kila namna. Msingi wa kwanza ulikuwa yaspi, wa pili safilo, wa tatu kaledoni, wa nne zumaridi, wa tano sardoniki, wa sita akiki, wa saba krisolite, wa nane berulo, wa tisa topazo, wa kumi krisoparazo, wa kumi na moja haikito, wa kumi na mbili amazisito, na ile mlango kumi na miwili ni lulu kumi na mbili. Kila mlango ni lulu moja, na njia ya mji ni zabahu safi kama kioo waziwazi. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have been reading quite a lot of scriptures. Where the purpose of it, the purpose of this reading is to establish before us that we are a city. And that God is building a city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now the Bible tells us that God uses natural things that we understand to teach us about spiritual things.
Biblia inasema kuwa Bwana anatumikisha vitu tunavyoona kwa kutufundisha vitu vya kiroho tusivyoona.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's a very important principle in the Word of God.
Na ni prinsipi ya lazima sana ndani ya neno la Bwana.
God uses things that we see with our eyes
Bwana anatumikisha vitu tunavyoona na macho
to teach us about spiritual things.
Kwa kutufundisha vitu vya kiroho.
If we're able to understand this principle, it helps us to relate to the things that God is doing inside us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the scriptures we've read tells us that we are God's house. And we are God's city. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in the book of Revelation, the angel came and spoke to John. He said, "Come, let me show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." Praise the name of the Lord. Let me show you the Lamb's wife. And he took John up to a high mountain. Now, when you see the term mountain in the Bible, we're talking about something that is happening in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not something you can comprehend with the natural eyes. He said, "I want to give you a revelation." Praise the name of the Lord. Paul prayed for the church in the book of Ephesians. "I pray that the eyes of your inward man be opened." Now, no man can do serious business with God if his inner man, the eyes of his inner man, they are closed. From the time that Eve responded to the lie of the enemy, he said, "The day you eat of this fruit, your eyes shall be opened." Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that was a truth and that was a lie. You know, the devil is successful at deceiving people today because he mixes the truth and the lie. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said we must rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It means to separate the right from the wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said that your eyes will open.
Inaandikwa kama macho yako itafunguka.
What the enemy did not tell Eve,
kitu yenye adui hakumueleza Eva,
was that when this eye opens,
ni ya kuwa wakati macho itafunguka,
another eye will close.
itakuwa na macho mengine itafunga.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Eve became conscious in the natural.
Na wakati unapofungua akili yako kwa vitu vya kimwili.
That was
Eva alipofungua macho yake kwa vitu vya kimwili.
That was why she noticed that they were physically naked.
Na ndio wakati aliona ya kuwa kwa kimwili wako uchi.
But she lost the ability to see in the spirit.
Na akapoteza hiyo kuona ya kiroho.
So the things of God became close to them.
Vitu vya kimwili kikakuwa karibu nao.
Now, one of the consequences of that today.
Na konsekansi ya hiyo siku ya leo
is what we call religion.
Ni hiyo tunaita madini.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you pass your street here,
unapopita ndani ya hizi avenues kwa hapa,
you will see many buildings.
Utaona wanajenga.
They call them churches.
Wanaita kanisa.
On Sunday,
siku ya Mungu,
you see people crowding into those churches.
Watu wanaenda huko.
When they get inside,
na wanapofika,
they sit down.
Wanakaa.
They stand up. They read, they sing, they jump, they dance, they do many things, and then they go home. They have had church. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is something that is happening everywhere. But when you look at their lives, you begin to ask yourself certain questions. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the reason for this is because we have come to a level where we are working with our natural eyes and our natural senses. There was a time that Jesus spoke to the Pharisees.
He said,
Isaiah spoke this about you.
Akawaeleza ya kuwa Isaiah aliwaeleza kuhusu hii.
See, these people worship me with their mouths.
Ya kuwa hao watu wananiabudu kwa kinywa.
But their hearts are far from me.
Lakini roho yao iko mbali nami.
In vain do they worship me.
Kwa bure wameniabudu.
Because what they are doing is that they are following the commandments of men.
Kwa sababu hiyo wanafanya wanafuata makomandma za watu.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now God was trying to give us an insight into what was in his heart.
Mungu alikuwa anataka kutuonyesha inayokuwa ndani mwake.
So we find that true worship is a matter of what now? Of the heart.
Ni kusema kupitia kumtukuza Bwana ni mambo inaangalia roho.
Not necessarily what we say with our lips.
Sio hiyo tunayosema na kinywa.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, it's important that we get this.
Ni lazima tujue.
Because when we begin to say that God is building a city, we understand that we're not speaking in a very natural term. Amen.
Amen.
Now, God is building something within us.
Mungu iko na jenga kitu fulani ndani mwetu.
If you have been coming here since Tuesday,
ikiwa ulikuwa ukifika hapa tangu siku ya pili,
a lot has been spoken about the soul.
Kuna vitu mingi tumeongelea kuhusu nafsi.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have understood that when God made man,
tunasikia ya kuwa wakati Mungu alifanya mtu,
that he made him in three parts.
Alimfanya kwa vipande tatu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We've looked at that.
Tumeangalia hiyo.
That's very important.
Ni ya lazima sana.
We learned that he took one part from the dust of the earth.
Alichukua kipande moja kutokea kwa udongo.
And he formed the part that we call our body.
Akatengeneza mwili tunayoita mwili yetu.
He took another part from himself.
Akachukua ingine kipande kutokea kwake.
And he put it into the man.
Akaitia ndani ya mtu.
We call that part our spirit.
Tunaita hiyo kipande roho yetu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now when these two parts came together,
wakati hivi pande mbili vinavyokutana,
a third part was formed.
Kunakuwa hiki pande ya tatu inajifanya,
which is the man.
Inakuwa mtu.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I said that God breathed into that thing that he formed.
Ndio kwa maana imeandikwa ya kuwa Mungu alipulizia kwa hiyo kitu aliyofanya.
And a man came into being. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, because you have a body, you can function in this earth. You can function in the natural world here.
Unaweza kutumika kwa kazi ya kimwili.
Hallelujah. Amen. When people look at you,
wakati watu wanakuangalia,
the first thing, what they normally see is your body.
Na kitu ya kwanza wanaona ni mwili yako.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But when they come close to you and begin to interact with you,
wakati wanapokusogelea na ku uhusiana na wewe,
they begin to see another part of you.
Wanaanza ona kipande kingine yako.
Your personality.
Wanaanza ona ubutu wako.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes you've seen a young lady.
Unaweza kuona msika wa mwanamke.
She's well dressed.
Anavala nguo.
Latest fashion.
Model za mupya.
She looks like she cannot hurt an ant.
Anaonekana hivi.
She doesn't go to toilet.
Aendake kwenye choo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. When you stay near her for 5 minutes,
ukaikaa pembeni yake dakika tano,
you will get up from your chair.
Utasimama kwa kiti yako.
And look for the farthest place.
Na utaenda ikaa mbali zaidi.
Because another part of her is coming out.
Kwa sababu ingine kipande yake inatoka nje.
That part is not very wonderful.
Na hiyo sio nzuri zaidi.
Don't go near.
Na utaambia mtu usisogee.
You are seeing the real man.
Unaona mtu wa ukweli.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that is the part of you that is called the soul.
Ndio hiyo kipande yako inayoitwa nafsi.
That's where your personality is.
Hapo ndio kuna ubutu wako.
That's where you are.
Na ndio mali wewe uko.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That part of you, wherever that part of you is,
na mali popote hiyo kipande yako iko.
That is where you are.
Na ndio mali wewe uko.
When God looks at you,
wakati Mungu anakuangalia,
that is the part that he sees.
Hiyo ndio fasi anaangalia.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the Bible said that God does not see the way man sees.
Biblia nasema ya kuwa Mungu haangalia yake kama vile watu wanaangalia.
That man looks on the outward part.
Mtu anaangalia vitu vya kimwili.
But God looks in the inward man.
Lakini Mungu anaangalia mtu wa ndani.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, today we'll be talking about the assembly life, the church life.
Leo tutaongelea maisha ya kanisa.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And that is also the city of God.
Na hiyo pia ni site ya Bwana.
So when God looks at you,
wakati Mungu anakuangalia,
he doesn't see a tall, dark, fair, slim, short person.
Haangalie mtu mfupi, mrefu ama hali ya kimwili.
God sees your mind.
Anaona mafikiri yako.
He sees your emotions.
Anaangalia emotions zako.
He sees your will.
Anaangalia mapenzi yako.
He sees your desire.
Anaangalia tamaa zako.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So all the pretenses that we do in the outward,
ingine vitu yote tunaweza fanya kwa kujionyesha,
God says I'm not interested.
Mungu haangalie hiyo.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God says I am building a city,
wakati Mungu anasema ninajenga city,
he's talking about the soul.
Anaongelea nafsi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God is working on you,
wakati Mungu anatumika ndani mwako,
when he says I am building you,
anasema ninakujenga,
he's talking about a work that he's doing in your personality.
Anaongelea kazi anayofanya ndani ya ubutu.
Now when he finishes that work,
na wakati anapomaliza hiyo kazi,
people will see you.
Watu watakuona.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They will see a change and a transformation in you.
Wataona mabadiliko ndani mwako.
Now that change and transformation,
na hiyo mabadiliko,
is the evidence that you have been in the presence of God.
Inaonyesha ya kuwa ulikuwa mbele ya Bwana.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now if you look at Genesis 24,
unapoangalia Genesis 24,
God called Moses.
Mungu amemuita Moses.
I said, if you need to come up the mountain.
Anamueleza wanze kutoka ndani ya kilima.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want to talk with you.
Ninataka kuongea na wewe.
I want to meet with you.
Ninataka kukutana na wewe.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Up a mountain.
As kwa kilima.
Now Moses stayed in that mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Moses alikala kwa hiyo kilima siku 40 usiku na mchana.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now two things happened there.
Na vitu viwili vilifika.
When Moses came down from the mountain,
aliporudia kutoka kwa kilima,
something about him had changed.
Kitu moja inayomwangalia kabadilika.
Praise the name of the Lord. That when you come into the true church,
unapofika ndani ya kanisa ya kweli,
and by now you have begun to understand that I'm not talking about this church or that church or that church.
Na najua mnasikia kwa siongelee hizi makanisa.
But I'm talking about a place in the mountain.
Lakini ninaongelea fasi moja kwa kilima.
A place in the spirit of God.
Fasi moja kwa kiroho ya Mungu.
Where we encounter God on a personal note.
Tunapokutana na Bwana kwa upekee.
When Moses came down.
Moise aliposhuka.
Moses' face was shining.
Na sura yake ilikuwa ikiangaza.
Something about the glory of God had touched Moses.
Kitu moja inayoangalia sifa ya Bwana ilimgusa.
Moses was never the same again.
Moise hakukua tena huyo mtu wa mbele.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no way.
Hakuna njia.
That we can connect with the church of Jesus Christ.
Ya sisi kuingia ndani ya kanisa la Yesu.
And our character remain the same.
Oh, yes.
Na tusibadilike.
So the church is a place.
Na kanisa alafu.
In God.
Ni fasi ndani ya kimungu.
Women are brought.
Wakati watu wameletwa,
and they are built into something different.
Wanapelekwa kwa kitu mupya.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now I hope you're getting that.
Nafikiria unanisikia.
It's not a place where we come to sing and dance.
Haiko mahali ya kuja kuimba na kucheza.
It is not Brother Anderson's house.
Sio nyumba ya ndugu Anderson.
It is not a place in this physical realm.
Haiko hii fasi ya kimwili.
Praise the name of the Lord. Some people say, come to my church.
Mtu anaweza kuambia kuja kwa kanisa yangu.
You don't come to church.
Hauwezi enda kwa kanisa.
You are built into church.
Unatengenezwa kuwa kanisa.
You become church.
Unakuwa kanisa.
You become the city where God is living.
Unakuwa site mahali Bwana anakaa.
When people touch you, they touch God.
Wakati watu wanakugusa, wanagusa Mungu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is what God is seeking to bring us into.
Hii ndio namna Bwana anataka kututafuta amu.
So we must come up this mountain.
Tunapaswa kutoka kwa hii kilima.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now when Moses was in this mountain before God.
Na wakati Moise alikuwa mbele ya Mungu kwa hii kilima.
God began to give him the design for the house that he wants to build.
Mungu akaanza kumpatia hiyo kama ya nyumba anayotaka kujenga.
Hallelujah. How many of us have listened to a teaching on the tabernacle?
Wangapi kati yetu walisikia mafundisho ya tabernacle?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It was a design that God gave Moses on the mountain.
Hiyo iko modeli yenye Mungu alimpatia Moses ndani ya kilima.
This design is the pattern of life that God wants you to live.
Na hii iko mfano ya maisha yenye Bwana anapenda wewe na mimi tu.
This design is a pattern of the kind of man that God is making on the earth.
Hii ni kama vile hali ya mtu Mungu anatafuta kujenga.
The day you gave your life to Jesus Christ,
unapopatia maisha yako kwa Yesu,
you were called, you became a building project.
Unakuwa mpango ya majengo ya Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You became a building site.
Unakuwa site ya Bwana.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And that building has already been designed by the builder.
Na hii majengo ilikuwa imefanyizikwa na mjengaji.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That building has already been designed.
Na hiyo ilikuwa imefanyiziwa tayari.
So before you build,
baada ujenge,
you have to go up the mountain.
Lazima upande kwa kilima.
And get the blueprint from the builder.
Upate hiyo model kwa huyo mjengaji.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a blueprint.
Kuna kuwa mfano moja.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, this building is a man.
Hii majengo ni mutu.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Na jina lake ni Yesu Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the pattern.
Yeye ni model.
Every one of us is called.
Kila mmoja kati yetu ameitwa.
To look exactly like that man.
Kufanana na huyo mutu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when we say that God is building a house.
Wakati tunaposema Bwana yuko anajenga nyumba.
He is building a city.
Anajenga site.
He is actually calling a people.
Anaita watu,
and said, if you follow this pattern that I'm showing you,
na anawaleza mkafata injia ninaonyesha,
your life will begin to change.
Maisha yako itaanza
and it will change.
Na itabadilika.
And it will keep changing.
Na itaendelea
kubadilika. Until you begin to look like this man.
Mpaka unafanana huyo mtu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until you look like him.
Unafanana na huyo mtu.
All are supposed to look like him.
Watu wote wanapaswa kumfanana.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in very simple terms,
na kwa kifupi,
this is what God is calling us onto.
Mungu iko na tuita kwa hii.
He's not calling us to sing and dance.
Haiko na tuita kusudi tuimbe na kucheza.
He's not calling us to jump up and down.
Hatuite kwa kurukaruka.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He is calling us to become a building site.
anatuita kwa kujenga
a building project.
Kwa kujenga.
And God says, I will build my church.
Na Bwana anasema nitajenga kanisa yangu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until we are conformed
mpaka tutakuwa kama
unto the character and the personality of Jesus Christ.
Iyo karakter na umutu wa Yesu Christ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now when all of us come to this project site,
wakati sisi wote tunafika kwa hii mpango ya kujenga,
we come with different personalities.
Tunakuja na umutu mbalimbali.
Praise the name of the Lord. We come with different character traits.
Tunakuja na tabia mbalimbali.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now if you do not understand,
usiposikia
that God wants to build you,
ya kuwa Mungu anataka kujenga,
you have a problem.
Uko na shida.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
1 Corinthians chapter 3,
Paul said, no other foundation can a man lay
hakuna msingi ingine mtu anaweza kufanya
than that which has already been laid.
Isipokuwa hiyo imefanyiziwa mbele.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now the foundation of a building,
na msingi ya majengo,
determines the shape of the building.
Inaonyesha uwezo ya mtu anayejenga.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The foundation is very important.
Na msingi ni lazima sana.
That many people are building on a wrong foundation.
Watu wengi wanajenga foundation mbaya.
And they are building their own thing.
Na wanajenga vitu vyao.
Now, whenever a building is completed,
wakati yoyote majengo yanapoisha,
the owner of the building comes to inspect the building.
Mwenye majengo anakuja kuchungua.
He comes to inspect it to make sure that it is built according to his specification.
Atakuja kuchungua kama imejengwa kama vile ilistahili.
Now, if that building is built according to his specification,
na kama hiyo majengo haikufanyiziwa jinsi ilistahili,
he will put his glory on that building.
Kama imefanyiziwa jinsi imestahili, atatia glory yake ndani ya hiyo.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when the tabernacle of Moses was completed,
wakati hiyo tabernacle ya Moise ilimalizika,
the glory of God came and filled that tabernacle.
Glory ya Mungu ilikuja na ikajaa hiyo tabernacle.
Praise the name of the Lord. God showed his approval.
Mungu akaonyesha kuwa ameitikia.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When the temple of Solomon was completed,
wakati hiyo temple ya Salomo ilimalizika,
God showed his approval.
Mungu akaonyesha kuwa ameikubali.
Praise the name of the Lord. The glory of God came on that house.
Gloria ya Mungu ikakuja ndani ya hiyo nyumba.
When Jesus Christ was baptized at the river Jordan,
wakati Bwana Yesu alibatizwa ndani ya,
the glory of God came on that house.
Gloria ya Bwana ikakuja ndani ya hiyo nyumba.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost,
na siku ya Pentecost,
the glory of God came on the house.
Na kembo ya Bwana ikakuja ndani ya hiyo nyumba.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now we are coming towards the final phase of God's program.
Alafu tunafika kwa hiyo kipindi ya mwisho ya mpango wa Bwana.
There is a glory that is coming.
Kuna glory iko nakuja.
But it is coming on a church, a house, a city that is built according to the pattern.
Na hiyo iko nakuja kwa hiyo site ama nyumba imejengewa kufatana na mfano.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now it is because of this,
na ndio kwa sababu,
that we have a need to examine our lives,
tunastahili kuchungua maisha yetu,
and make sure that we are building according to pattern.
Na kukua sure kama tumejengwa kufatana na hiyo model.
Praise the name of the Lord. It is not enough to be called a fellowship.
Haienee kuitwa kama kikundi.
Hallelujah. It is not enough to sing and dance.
Haienee kuimba na kucheza.
Our lives must begin to conform.
Maisha yetu lazima ianze kufanana
to the pattern of God's city.
Kwa hiyo model ya city ya Bwana.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so today,
leo,
we're going to look in practical terms.
Tutaangalia vitu vya pratik.
At the life of the city of God.
Maisha ya cité ya Bwana.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now if you read the book of Revelation that has just been read,
ukasoma hii buku ya Apocalypse tuliyosoma,
the dimensions of that city were stated.
Dimension ya hiyo cité zimepewa.
Praise the name of the Lord. The wall of the city was shown us.
Kibambazi ya hii site ilikuwa imeonyeshwa.
The foundation was shown us.
Na msingi imeonyeshwa.
The gate was shown us.
Mulango imeonyeshwa.
He said that this foundation was made up of precious stones.
Imesemwa kama hii msingi ilikuwa imefanyiziwa na majiwe nzuri.
Hallelujah. Now if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
ukangalia ndani ya 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
Paul said that there are different materials with which you can use to build.
Imeandikwa ya kuwa tumetumikisha vitu mbalimbali kwa kujenga.
You may be building,
Unaweza jenga.
But you are building with the wrong materials.
Lakini umejenga na vitu mbaya.
So you can be building with wood and hay and stubble.
Unaweza jenga na mambao na hivi vitu mbalimbali.
Praise the name of the Lord. There's something you will also notice here.
Kitu moja lazima uone.
He says somebody was given a reed.
Ya kuwa mtu moja alikuwa anapana
That is, a reed is like a tape, a ruler to measure something.
Kitu moja iko sawa metre.
Praise the name of the Lord. Measure the city.
Kwa kupima kipimo ya hii city.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the book of Revelation chapter 11,
ndani ya hii kitabu ya ufunuo, verse 11,
another angel was also given a tape.
Na kuko mwingine malaika alipewa hiyo kipimo.
He said, rise up, measure the temple.
Kwa kupima temple.
Measure the altar.
Kwa kupima hotel.
And measure the people that worship therein.
Na kupima watu wapo wanaabudu ndani.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you.
Ninataka kueleza.
It's not enough that you come to church.
Haienei kwenda kukanisa.
It's not enough that you are a pastor.
Haienei ukue pastor.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You are going to be what now? Measured.
Utapimwa.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You'll be measured as a husband.
Utapimwa kama vile bwana.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You'll be measured as a wife.
Utapimwa kama vile mwanamke.
You'll be measured as a father.
Utapimwa kama baba.
You'll be measured as a mother.
Utapimwa kama mama.
You'll be even as a child, you'll be measured.
Na kama uko mtoto utapimwa.
Because there is a divine standard for life.
Kwa sababu kuna standard mbalimbali ya maisha.
If you do not meet up with the measurement,
kama hauendeleani na kipimo,
you'll be put aside.
Utaachiwa pembeni.
So 10 years of coming to church.
Miaka 10 unakuja kwa kanisa.
15 years of coming to church.
Miaka 15 unakuja kwa kanisa.
Will vanish in one instant.
Lakini imeharibishwa kwa dakika mfupi.
It has been a wasted life.
Ilikuwa maisha inayopotea.
Today we live in a world of hypocrisy.
Tunaishi ndani ya dunia inakuwa na unafiki.
A world of pretense.
Ya kujionyesha.
Where people think that if people think that I am a Christian,
tunafikiria watu wakiwaza tuko wa Kristo,
that is okay for me.
Inatosha.
But it is not man that measures.
Lakini sio mtu ndio anakipima.
It is God that measures.
Ni Mungu ndio anakipima.
He measures according to his word.
Na anapima kufuatana na neno lake.
So we must be measuring our lives every day.
Lazima kila siku tupime maisha yetu.
To make sure that we are building according to plan.
Kwa kujihakikisha tunafanywa kama vile na hiyo model.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I had to knock down a part of my house. Because the engineer who was building was careless and didn't follow the pattern. And it had to be knocked down and built again. Because the house must conform to the plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God wants to build our character.
Mungu anataka kujenga character zetu.
He wants to build our personality.
Anataka kujenga umutu wetu.
He wants to build our inward man.
Mutu wa ndani.
To conform to the standard of the house.
Kwa kutufanya kama vile standard ya nyumba.
God is looking for precious stones.
Anatafuta hiyo majiwe nzuri.
He's looking for gold.
Anatafuta hiyo or.
He's looking for silver.
Anatafuta
praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now each of these things has something to do with our character.
Na hivi vitu vyote vinaambatana na tabia zetu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If these things are not found in our house,
na kama hivi vitu havipatikani ndani ya nyumba yetu,
then that city will be disqualified.
Hiyo city itaharibishwa.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as a church,
kama vile kanisa,
we believe that God wants to speak to us.
Tunaamini ya kuwa Bwana anataka kutuongelea.
Praise the name of the Lord. How are we building?
Tumejengwa namna gani?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
How are we building?
Tunajengwa namna gani?
You see, God wants to reveal his church to the world.
Bwana anataka kuonyesha kanisa yake kwa dunia.
He wants to show them.
Anataka kuwaonyesha.
This is what I have built.
Hii ndio nilijenga.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
I think we read that in Psalm 48.
Tulisoma hiyo ndani ya Psalm 48.
It says that great is the Lord.
Imesema ya kuwa Bwana ni mkubwa.
And greatly to be praised.
Na anastahili kuabudiwa.
In the city of our God.
Ndani ya hiyo city ya Mungu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
The beauty of God.
Na uzuri ya Mungu
is being seen
imeoneshwa
in his church.
Ndani ya hiyo kanisa.
Praise the name of the Lord. The people came and they saw the city.
Watu walikuja na wakaona hiyo city.
They saw the glory of God in the city.
Wakaona glory ya Bwana ndani ya city.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What distinguishes you?
Nini inayoleta mapishano?
From the other person on the street.
Kwa mtu mwingine ndani ya barabara.
Must be the glory of God.
Inapaswa kuwa glory ya Mungu.
It's not the Bible you carry.
Sio Biblia unayobeba.
It's not the name of your church.
Sio jina ya kanisa.
It's not how big the church building is.
Sio hiyo kanisa kabambi.
It's not how well it is decorated.
Na haiko decoration.
It is the glory of God.
Ni glory ya Mungu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So there is a church that God is building.
Kuna kuwa kanisa Mungu iko na jengo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To reveal his glory in her.
Kwa kuonyesha glory yake.
That's why when they saw that city,
na ndio kwa maana wanapoona hiyo city,
they said that the city had the glory of God.
Wanasema hiyo city iko na glory ya Mungu.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said the city having the glory of God.
Hiyo city ina glory ya Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we have known this city is not a city anywhere.
Na tunajua hii sio city tunaipata fasi fulani.
It is you and it is me.
Ni wewe na mimi.
The Bible says that we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God.
Biblia inasema ya kuwa tulienda kwa kilima ya Siona, tunakuwa city ya Mungu anayewai.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how do we build the city in very practical terms?
Na kwa kifupi namna gani tunajenga hiyo city?
Praise the name of the Lord. Now I want to start somewhere.
Nitaanzia pasi moja.
You know the Bible tells us in Revelation that this city was four square.
Biblia inasema ya kuwa hii city ilikuwa
four square. It had four sides.
Ilikuwa na vipande nne.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The city was what now? Four square.
Ilikuwa na vipande nne vya sawa sawa.
Praise the Lord. Now what does that mean to us?
Maana yake nini?
Okay. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. The city was four square.
Hiyo ilikuwa na vipande nne.
Now when you read that, what does that tell you? Do you understand? Does any that mean anything to you?
Na hiyo inamaanisha nini? Unasikia kitu fulani kwa hiyo?
Hallelujah. Now every word of God that you read,
kila neno la Bwana unayosoma,
is supposed to have a practical expression in your life.
Inapasha kuwa na maana fulani ya maisha yako.
It must affect the way you live.
Inapasha kuambatana na namna unayoishi.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to Acts chapter 2.
Tutaenda kwa Acts chapter 2.
Let us start there.
Tutaanzia hapo.
Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 2.
Acts chapter 2.
Praise the Lord. Acts 2. Okay. Praise the Lord. I want to read from verse 41 to verse 47.
Verset 41 à 47.
Acts chapter 2, 41 to 47.
Acte 2, 41 à 47.
Yes, somebody read.
Mtu mmoja anaweza soma.
Waliopokea neno wakabatizwa kwa siku hiyo, na hesabu ya mitume ikaongezeka kwa watu 3,000. Walidumu katika mafundisho ya mitume na katika kugawanya ya undugu kate ndani ya maombi. Woga ukaonekana ndani yao wote, na palifanyika miujiza na ishara kupitia mitume. Wote walioamini walikuwa kwa nafasi moja, na walikuwa na yote kwa umoja. Waliuza vitu vyao na wakagawa yaliyotokana kwa wote kulingana na haja ya kila mmoja. Walikuwa kila siku pamoja kwa hekalu, wakigawa mkate ndani ya nyumba na wakichukua chakula yao kwa furaha na unyofu wa moyo, wakisifu Mungu na kupata neema mbele ya taifa yake. Na Bwana aliongeza kila siku kwa kanisa wale ambao walikuwa wameokoka. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to be interested very much in verse
42.
It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
Verse 42.
Waliendelea katika mafundisho ya mitume na katika kukusanyika ya kindugu.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the, there were four pillars
walikuwa kama mapilie ine
of the church life.
Ya maisha ya kanisa.
Hallelujah. Amen. The life of every local fellowship,
maisha ya kila mtu anayekusanywa,
is built upon these four pillars.
Inajengwa kwa hii quatre pilons.
Hallelujah. When you gather together,
mnapokutana,
these are the pillars that, you know, make up the life of the church. Praise the name of the Lord. The first part was the teaching of the apostles.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God raised up apostles, raised up prophets, raised up evangelists, raised up teachers, shepherds, and teachers to build up the body.
Mungu atatia kati yenu walimu wa profeti na hao watu mbalimbali kwa kujenga hiyo pilie zake.
We see that in Ephesians chapter 4.
Da Ephesians 4.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. A church needs to be fed on right doctrine.
Kanisa lazima ikulishwe ndani ya doctrine nzuri.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God raises up ministries.
Mungu anaamusha vipaji.
Hallelujah. To feed the flock.
Kwa kukulisha kondoo zake.
Praise the name of the Lord. So every assembly must pray.
Alafu kila assembly lazima waombe.
God raises up teaching ministries.
Bwana atie walimu.
Raise up prophetic ministries.
Atie manabii.
Raise up apostolic ministries.
Atie maapostle.
To feed the flock.
Kwa kukulisha watoto wake.
Hallelujah. Apostolic ministry gives strength to the body.
Ministeri apostolic inaleta nguvu ndani ya kiungo.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. A church, we must feed on right food.
Kanisa lazima tukule chakula nzuri.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's important.
Ni lazima.
So if you are in an assembly,
unapokuwa ndani ya
mkutano, this assembly,
unakuwa ndani ya mkutano,
and you are not satisfied,
na haufurahi,
you pray.
Unaomba Mungu.
Hallelujah. And keep praying.
Na unaendelea kuomba.
So God is also calling this assembly to pray.
Na Mungu anawaita kuomba.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To pray. He says, ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Amen.
Biblia nasema ya kuwa umulombe Bwana ufalme mvula wakati ya mvula.
We are living in the latter times.
Inaisha.
Hallelujah. We are living in the latter times.
Tunaishi wakati.
And we need the latter rain.
Na tunataka mvula za mwisho.
Hallelujah. The latter rain is the rain of the harvest.
Na hii mvula ya mwisho ni mvula ya mavuno.
It is the rain that causes trees to their fruits to become ripe.
Ni mvula yenye kutengeneza matunda ya muti.
It is a ministry that God will set in the body.
Ni kipaji yenye Bwana atatia ndani ya mwili.
To produce fruit in our personality.
Matunda ndani ya umutu wetu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
True ministry brings change in our character.
Na ministeri ya kweli lazima ibadilishe tabia zetu.
Hallelujah. The kind of strife and contention and gossiping and backbiting and malice and jealousy and fighting that we find in the church today shows a lack of sound doctrine.
Vitu mbaya mbalimbali yenye tunakuta ndani ya kanisa inaonyesha kama kuna kosa vitu vya lazima ndani
ya kanisa. So the person gets born again.
Wakati mtu anazaliwa mpya.
He's a Christian for 10 years.
Anakuwa Mkristo miaka 10.
Hallelujah. And his or her attitude is as bad as that of somebody who has not known Christ.
Lakini attitude yake iko mbaya kama mtu asiyejua Kristo.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Something is wrong.
Kitu moja haiendeki.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is a place of change.
Kanisa ni fasi ya mabadiliko.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, if you ask of the Lord rain,
ukaomba Mungu mvula,
the Lord will make bright clouds.
Mungu ataleta mawingu ya kuangara.
That will give rain.
Italeta mvula.
Every grass in the field.
Kwa kila majani.
Praise the name of the Lord. So in brief,
na kwa kifupi,
the first pillar,
iyo pilier ya kwanza,
is sound doctrine.
Ni doctrine takatifu.
Sound teaching.
Na iyo mafundisho nzuri.
Words that have eternal life.
Na inaanza leta maisha ya milele.
Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Jesus alisema, ini na waongelea iko esprit na maisha.
There are also words that are empty.
Na kuna ingine inakuwa vit.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, the second pillar.
Na ii pilier ya pili.
Praise the name of the Lord. Is called fellowship.
Ndiyo mkutano.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now the word fellowship means to share in the common life.
Na mkutano ni kugawanya maisha ya wingi.
Hallelujah. There is an aspect of the life of the body.
Kuna kuwa aspect ya maisha ya mwili.
Where each and every one of us.
Iyo kila mmoja kati yetu.
Out of the experiences that we have with God.
Kwa iyo experience kila mmoja anakuwa nayo na Mungu.
Out of the things that God gives to us.
Kwa kufatana na iyo Mungu ametupatia.
We share with one another.
Tunapartage.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So I have a dream.
Niko na ndoto.
Or God gives me a word.
Ubia Bwana amenipatia neno.
Or I have an experience with God.
Ama niko na experience fulani.
Praise the name of the Lord. I bring it to the body.
Ninaileta kwa mwili.
Hallelujah. And that becomes my own way of bringing a blessing and life to the body.
Na hiyo ndiyo inakuwa namna yangu ya kuleta maisha ndani ya mwili.
Hallelujah. Now the Bible says that by that which every joint supplies.
Na Biblia nasema kwa hiyo kila kiungo inaoleta.
The body is built up.
Mwili imejengwa.
Hallelujah. Now it means that there is no spectator in the church.
Nikusema hakuna mtu wa kuangalia ndani ya kanisa.
Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand what I mean? There is no spectator.
Hakuna mtu wa kuangalia.
Somebody who comes every day, he comes and is like this.
Uyo kila mtu anakuja kila siku yeye ndio anaekala kwa.
He is watching what they are doing.
Kwa kuangalia vinavyofanyizika.
Hallelujah. We find out that most of the time the people who are very critical about the church are the spectators.
Na tutakuyaona ya kuwa watu wanakuwa asara ndani ya kanisa ni wale wanakuja kama wenye kuchungua.
Praise the name of the Lord. We share fellowship is sharing our lives with one another.
Mkutano ni kugawanya maisha ya moja na mwingine.
Hallelujah. Sometimes it's even sharing the mistakes that we have made.
Na wakati mwingine tunaweza kupartage ma erreur tulizofanya.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's part of my life.
Na ni kipindi ya maisha yangu.
The brethren will pray for me.
Wandugu wataniombea.
Somebody will give me advice.
Na mtu atanipatia.
And I become a better person.
Na nitakuwa mtu mzuri.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you come into an environment where everybody is hiding their lives.
Na unapofika mahali kila mtu anafikisha anafichika maisha yake.
That is not true fellowship.
Iyo sio mkutano ya kweli.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That can be church.
Ile inaweza kuwa kanisa.
It can be a religious organization.
Inaweza kuwa madini.
Somebody attends a church.
Na kila mtu anakumbuka.
He does not know the person on his right.
Hautajua huyu ni mzuri.
He doesn't know the person on his left.
Hautajua mtu yuko gosho wala
kutoka. Comes, he sits down.
Na unaikala chini.
He sings.
Unaimba.
He listens to somebody preach.
Unasikiliza mtu yuko na.
He drops his money.
Anatupa makuta
yake. And then he goes away.
Na anarudia nyumbani.
That's not what God has in mind.
Sio hiyo ndio Mungu anayokuwa na mpango wake.
You see this body now.
Unaona hii mwili?
Every part of this body has a function.
Kila fasi ya hii mwili ina kazi.
There is no part of this body that is useless.
Hakuna kiungo ya hii mwili yenye haina kazi.
If one part of this body is not functioning.
Kama kuna kuwa kiungo moja haitumike.
Sickness has come.
Manake malali imefika.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So God is building a living body.
Alafu Mungu iko natengeneza mwili inayoishi.
in which every part of the body
inayokuwa kila kipande ya mwili
confidently
kwa kujitoa,
praise the name of the Lord, confidently
kwa kujitoa.
You know, when you come to certain environments where there is so much fear,
ukafika mahali unaona woga iko nyingi.
Hallelujah. Christians gather,
wa Kristo wamekutana,
they are afraid to eat food from one another,
wanaogopa kukula chakula ya wengine,
praise the name of the Lord, because of poison,
kwa sababu sumu.
You are not a church.
Hamuko kanisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church of Jesus Christ,
kanisa la Mungu,
meets on a mountain,
wanakutana kwa kilima.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this mountain there is liberty.
Na kwa hii kilima kuna kuwa liberty.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In this mountain they have a feast.
Na hii kilima kuko fete.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
People trust one another.
Na watu wanaaminiana.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is the, he said they are sharing in their lives.
Na hii ndio wanagawanya kwa maisha yao.
He says if one person is blessed,
kama mmoja amebarikiwa,
everybody is rejoicing.
Mmoja wote wanafurahi.
Because I know, because I am connected to that person.
Kwa sababu niko connected kwa huyo mmoja.
Because we are part of one body.
Kwa sababu tunafanya mwili mmoja.
That is my blessing.
Na hiyo ndio baraka.
I am not jealous of that person.
Siwezi kuwa na wivu na huyo.
Because if he is blessed, I am blessed.
Kwa sababu akikuwa amebarikiwa, nimebarikiwa pia.
Praise the name of the Lord. So God wants to deliver us from church.
Mungu anataka kututosha kwa kipindi.
Hallelujah. In church you say, oh, are we going to run away for him?
Na
because he bought a new car.
Ah, tutakimbia huyo mtu kwa sababu ameuza gari mpya.
It is sharing together in the common life.
Na ni kugawanya pamoja maisha ya wingi.
He says if one part is suffering,
kama kiungo moja mwili imeteseka,
the rest of the body suffers with him.
Mwili yote inateseka pamoja naye.
Because they are one body.
Kwa sababu wako mwili moja.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible said that the eye cannot say to the hand,
Biblia nasema ya kuwa macho haiwezi ambia mkono,
I don't need you.
Sina lazima yako.
A lot of times we live as though we don't need our brethren.
Wakati nyingi tunaishi kama vile hatuna lazima ndugu zetu.
Praise the name of the Lord. That is a religious organization.
Hiyo ni kimwi kidini.
It is not a living body.
Sio mwili inayoishi.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If one part is bereaved,
kama kipande moja imepona,
all of us mourn with the person.
Imepatikana, sisi wote tunakuwa na shida.
Because we are all bereaved.
Kwa sababu sisi wote tunaamini.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is the common life.
Hii ndio maisha ya kila siku.
God gives each one of us a different gift.
Mungu amepatia kila mmoja don.
And expects you to bring it into the body.
Na Mungu anachunga kila mmoja ailete ndani ya.
So that the body is built up.
Kusudi mwili ijengwe.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So God wants to take us beyond our environment.
Mungu anataka kutupeleka mbali ya iyo environment yetu.
You can live in an environment where people are on their own.
Unaweza kuishi mahali watu wanapenda kuchitia pembeni.
Some of us are closed cities.
Na tunakuwa kama vile city imefungwa.
Nobody can reach us.
Hakuna mtu anaweza kutufikia.
Nobody can correct us.
Hakuna mtu anaweza kutufikia.
Nobody can advise us.
Hakuna mtu anaweza kupatia shauri.
Don't talk to me.
Usiniongeleshe.
Praise the name of the Lord. That is not body.
Hiyo sio mwili.
Praise the name of the Lord. And God is speaking to us as a church today.
Na Mungu anatuongelea kama kanisa leo.
Because he wants to build something in this city.
Kwa sababu anataka kujenga kitu moja.
You are either in this city or you are out of it.
Unaweza kuwa ndani ya hiyo city ama hauko ndani.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we must learn to share in the common life.
Lazima tujue namna ya kugawanya
says,
kwa maisha.
Nobody considered what he had as his own.
Hakuna mtu anaweza kufikiria yenye anakuwa nayo ni yake kwa upekee.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are different kinds of possessions.
Kuna kuwa vitu mbalimbali mtu anaweza kuwa nayo.
There are material possessions.
Kuna kuwa vitu vya
and there are spiritual possessions.
Na kuna kuwa vitu vya kiroho.
Now these things, if you look at the city,
unapoangalia hii site,
it was built with precious stones.
Ilikuwa imejengwa na majiwe nzuri.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the book of Proverbs,
na ndani ya kitabu ya Proverbs,
it says that a gift is like a precious stone.
Na imeandikwa ya kuwa don iko kama vile lijiwe nzuri.
Praise the name of the Lord. When God told Moses to build me a tabernacle,
Wakati Mungu alimweleza Moise amjengee tabernacle.
He said, tell all the children of Israel, let them bring their gifts.
Alimwambia waambie watoto wa Israeli walete kila mtu don.
Whatever you have, that's what you bring.
Yoyote unayokuwa nayo ndio hiyo utaleta.
Hallelujah. He said the spirit gives to this person one gift, to this person another gift, to this person another gift.
Na imeandikwa ya kuwa roho inapatia kila mtu don yake.
All of it for the building of the body.
Na hiyo yote kwa kujenga mwili.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants to build a body in Goma.
Mungu anataka kujenga Goma.
You have to make up your mind to be a part of what God wants to do.
Unapaswa kukamata hatua ya kujenga kwa hiyo Mungu anataka fanya.
To build something according to what is in God's mind.
Kwa kujenga kufatana na hiyo imepewa kwako.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is a very fundamental part of, you know, fellowship. This is fellowship. The church life is fellowship.
Na hiyo iko kipindi moja lazima sana ndani ya mkutano.
So that's why we don't attend church.
Na ndio kwa maana hatuendi kwa kanisa.
We are church.
Tuko kanisa.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Any day you are not in the assembly,
kitu yote unatia ndani ya mkutano,
something is missing.
Kitu moja imekosekana.
Hallelujah. So each one of us has value in God's eyes.
Kila mtu iko na lazima mbele ya macho ya Mungu.
No one is more important than the other.
Hakuna mwenye ana lazima ya kushindia mwingine.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now some may be more prominent than the other.
Na wengine wa wanaweza kuwa na kitu fulani kushindia wengine.
But it doesn't mean they are more important.
Lakini haionyeshi ya kuwa wao ndio wa lazima.
You know, just like you look at this hand.
Ni kama vile hii mkono.
Some are longer than others.
Kunakuwa vidole ni refu, mrefu kushindia ingine.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But none is more important than the other.
Lakini hakuna yenye iko ya lazima kushindia.
Once you remove one of this finger.
Wakati una umiza hii kidole.
I have become a disabled person.
Amen.
So I have become.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the Bible talked about the fivefold ministry.
Biblia inaongelea hizi vipaji tano.
Hallelujah. And it calls it the hand of God.
Na imeitwa mkono ya Bwana.
The five of them.
Hiyo tano.
This finger represents the apostolic ministry.
Na hii kidole inaonyesha ministeri apostolic.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the hand that holds all the others together.
Na inakuwa juu ya wote kama wanatiliwa pamoja.
Praise the name of the Lord. If I want to hold something,
nikataka kuchukua kitu,
without this finger,
bila hii kidole,
it's going to be difficult.
Itakuwa ngumu.
Hallelujah. If I have to fight you,
nikataka kupiganisha,
this finger holds everything together.
Hii kidole itachukua yote pamoja.
Can give you a serious blow.
Na njoo nitakupiga.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the apostolic finger.
Hii iko kidole ya yaki apostle.
He said that he gave apostles, he gave prophets.
Na hii iko kama nabii.
This is the prophetic finger.
Na hii ndio kidole ya unabii.
Thus says the Lord.
Mungu amesema.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the apostle, the prophet is the one that points.
Na
huyu
nabii ni mtu anaonyesha njia.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this one is the evangelist.
Na hii ni mhubiri.
Is the tallest of all the fingers, isn't
iko
it?
Mrefu kushindia ingine yote.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The evangelist is very prominent.
Na huyu mhubiri anatembea sana.
He moves from place to place.
Anatembea huku na huku.
You see him very often.
Na unamuona mara mingi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This one here is a shepherd.
Na huyu ni berger.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
It's very prominent.
Na anatembea.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Now the shepherd, he takes care of the flock.
Na huyu ndio anakamata anachunga hizi kondoo.
Praise the name of the Lord. He's not a pastor.
Haiko pastor.
Hallelujah. Now, you know, if you want to get married, this is the wedding thing, isn't it?
Na unapotaka kuolewa hii ndio wanatia kwayo.
Hallelujah. The shepherd has a heart of love.
Na huyu berger iko na roho ya mapendo.
Sometimes you come into an assembly.
Na utasikia kuwa.
You notice that there are certain people.
Kuna watu wengine
who are very caring.
Wanapenda kuangalia wengine sana.
Hallelujah. They are the ones who notice that your face is not very bright today. They are the ones who notice that your face is not bright today.
Na,
what is the problem?
Kuna wengine anakuchungua anasema sura yako haionekani vizuri leo.
They have this gift of sitting down and listening to you.
Wanakuwa na hii don ya kukuchungua.
Hallelujah. They are the ones that will remember to visit you.
Wanakumbuka kukutembelea.
Praise the name of the Lord. There is a grace that they have to care for people.
Na hii ni neema wanakuwa nayo ya kuweza kuchungua watu.
They are shepherds.
Ni wa berger.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. This finger, the last one, is the teacher.
Ni mwalimu.
Hallelujah. Amen. Actually, the only finger that can enter into the ear.
Na hii ndio kidole naweza ingia ndani ya sikio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So these ones had the ability to break down the word of God. And break it down.
Na kui detaye,
until everybody can understand it. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a gift that they have. So each one has his own function.
Kila mtu anakuwa na kazi yake.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is speaking a word to the church in Goma.
Bwana anaongelea neno moja kwa kanisa ya Goma.
He wants to break down the walls that separate us.
Anataka kutosha hiyo mambo inatugawanya.
As we are going to see,
kama vile tutaiona,
all things must be done for edification.
Kila kitu inapaswa kufanyizika kwa kuedifie.
When I speak a word about my brother,
ninapoongelea ndugu,
about my sister,
ama dada,
about the elders,
ama mzee wa kanisa,
it must be for the purpose of building up.
Lazima ikue kwa kujenga,
and not for the purpose of tearing down.
Sio kwa kuvunja.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
As we are going to look later, I don't know when we can do that. Certain types of conversation
kunakuwa maongezi ingine
must no longer be heard among you.
Haiwezi kufanyizika kati yenu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Certain type of talk
kunakuwa maongezi ingine
are not good for building.
Haiwezi kuwa mzuri kwa kujenga.
They are destructive.
Ni ya kuharibu.
And we must learn to talk.
Na lazima tujifunze namna ya kuongea.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that your speech must be full of grace.
Biblia inaongea kuwa kuongea yako inapaswa kuleta neema.
And it must be seasoned with salt.
Na inapaswa kuwa assaisonné.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fact that I am angry about something
kama mimi ninasirikia mtu,
does not mean I should open my mouth and just talk anyhow.
Si lazima nifungue kinywa kwangu kwa kusema mbaya.
Hallelujah. Now it does not demonstrate the life of God inside you.
Haitaonyesha maisha ya Mungu ndani mwako.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We'll get back there.
Tutarudilia huko.
The third pillar,
na hiyo pilier ya tatu,
is the breaking of bread.
Ni kuvunja mkate.
Hallelujah. Every local fellowship,
kila mkutano,
must break bread regularly.
Lazima wagabue mkate kila siku.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I don't know if you do that.
Sijui kama nini mnaifanya.
But from today,
kuanzia leo,
you must begin to do it.
Lazima muyafanye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, yes, okay, from tomorrow. Amen.
Kuanzia kesho lazima
muyafanye. Because the Lord indicated that we must break bread before we leave.
Kwa sababu Mungu alionyesha ya kuwa tunapaswa kugawanya mkate.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Baada ya kuondoka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you know the origin of that breaking of bread.
Unajua hiyo imetokea wapi?
On the night of Passover.
Hiyo usiku ya Pasiapak,
the night that Jesus was arrested,
yo siku Yesu alifungwa,
hallelujah, he called his disciples.
Aliita mitume,
praise the name of the Lord, and broke bread with them.
Na akagawanya mkate pamoja.
Now, before he broke bread with them, he did something.
Baada ya kugawanya hiyo mkate walifanya kitu.
He removed his dress.
Akatosha mavazi.
Hallelujah. And took a towel and wrapped himself.
Akajifunga na eswi.
And he took water.
Akachukua maji.
And began to wash the feet of his disciples.
Na akaanza sukua miguu ya mitume.
Hallelujah. He said, "Do you note what I have done for you?"
Akawaambia, "Munaona ninayofanya kwenu?"
Now do that to your brethren.
Muifanye kwa ndugu zenu.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, washing of feet
kuosha miguu
has a natural and a spiritual, you know, level.
Inakuwa na usikilivu ya kimwili na ya kiroho.
The first thing he did was he removed his dress.
Na kitu ya kwanza aliyofanya ni kuondoa mavazi.
Now, your dress represents your status.
Manguo yako inaonyesha hali ya nafsi yako.
Now, when you come into the house of God,
unapofika ndani ya nyumba ya Bwana,
both the big and the small,
wakubwa na wadogo,
all have a place in God.
Wanakuwa nafasi mbele ya Mungu.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When we come into the house of God,
tunapofika ndani ya nyumba ya Bwana,
your tribe ceases to have any meaning.
Kabila yako inaacha kuwa na maana.
Hello? There is no tribe inside the city.
Ndani ya city.
Hello? There is no tribe inside the city.
Hakuna kabila ndani ya city.
Are we missing something?
Yes. There are people that do not understand English and do not understand Swahili.
Is there anybody like that here?
Yes, there are many people. His family does not understand French and Swahili.
Whose family?
Anderson.
They understand only French.
Only French.
Yes,
I think that everyone here can understand French.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, is there? Maybe we'll just do French.
There are people also that does not understand French. So we need French and.
Due to time, we'll not be able to.
It's going to be challenging. Now, let's praise God. Hallelujah. Just translate. Is there anybody here who does not understand French?
Kuna mtu hana usikilivu ya français. Nani hasikie français? Toi, tu n'entends pas le français.
So, praise the name of the Lord. So, okay. We do French.
We go ahead. I will explain my mother at home.
Okay.
Praise but the name I of know Lord. She can get some French words as okay. She brought me to school.
Okay.
Of course, you can start. It doesn't matter. So, you can...
So let us translate in French.
I think French
and
will,
then Swahili somebody
can sit by. Yes. That. I think it makes a lot of sense. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So are we ready to roll?
So he,
yes. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're talking about the breaking of bread.
Nous sommes en train de parler de briser le pain.
Jesus sets that, he called it an ordinance.
Il appelle cela extraordinaire.
Ordinaire.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, an ordinance is a what do you call it now? It's a pattern that the Lord Jesus showed.
Ordinance.
Okay. Which is expect he had is an instruction to the church to practice.
Qui est une instruction pour l'église qu'il faut pratiquer.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we know about the ordinance of baptism.
Nous connaissons l'ordonnance du baptême.
Now here you have the ordinance of the breaking of bread.
Et là nous avons l'ordonnance de partager le pain.
Hallelujah. The first thing he did was to remove his dress.
La première chose qu'il a faite, c'était d'enlever ses habits.
Praise the name of the Lord. It speaks a removal of his, you know, status.
C'est une façon de mettre de côté son statut.
And a humbling of himself.
Et s'humilier.
Hallelujah. When in the among the Jews, when you come into a house,
parmi les Juifs, quand vous venez dans une maison,
a servant brings a basin of water.
Il y a un serviteur qui va apporter un bassin d'eau.
And washes your feet.
Il lave tes pieds.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not the master of the house that washes your feet.
Ce n'est pas le maître de la maison qui va laver tes pieds.
But Jesus said, I am among you as a servant.
Jésus voulait dire que je suis au milieu de vous comme un serviteur.
Now, that's one of the fundamental principles of the life of the body.
C'est un principe fondamental du corps.
We serve one another.
Nous nous servons les uns les autres.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the body, we serve one another.
Dans le corps, nous nous servons les uns les autres.
The life of the body is the life of service one to another.
La vie du corps, c'est se servir les uns les autres.
He said, don't be concerned too much about your own interest.
Ne vous intéressez pas à vous-même.
Be concerned about the interest of the other person.
Soyez concentré sur les autres.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, esteem the other person to be higher than you.
Et il faut estimer l'autre plus élevé que vous-même.
That's what your Bible says.
C'est ce que la Bible dit.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You notice that the disciples, every day they were always fighting. Who is the biggest? Who is the strong? Who is the most important person here?
Les disciples essaient de se battre pour savoir qui est le plus grand.
Jesus took a child and put in their midst.
Jésus a pris un enfant, les a placés au milieu.
Hallelujah. He was trying to teach them something very important.
Il voulait les enseigner.
Because this is what destroys fellowship.
Parce que c'est ça qui détruit la communion.
Who is the most important?
Qui est le plus important?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is the highest?
Qui est le plus grand?
Who is the biggest?
Qui est le plus
Who
grand?
Is number one?
Qui est le numéro un?
Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said that that is good with the politicians.
Jésus a dit que ça c'est bon avec les politiciens.
He said about with you, it must not be so.
Mais ça ne doit pas être comme ça au milieu de vous.
He said if you want to be great among God's people,
si vous voulez être grand,
go down and begin to serve them.
Il faut aller et commencer à servir.
Men might think you are low.
Sorry.
Men might think, oh, this person is one cleaning the floor. But it is God that puts you where you're supposed to be.
Mais c'est Dieu qui te place là où tu dois être.
The things that men think are high and important,
ce que les gens considèrent comme étant élevé,
maybe not in the sight of God,
peuvent ne pas être à la vue de Dieu.
So serve God's people.
Alors il faut servir Dieu.
Whether you are an elder,
même si tu es un ancien,
or not an elder,
ou bien pas,
serve the people of God.
Il faut servir le peuple de Dieu.
It is the highest level of service.
C'est le plus élevé de tous les services.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. People come wanting to be served.
Watu wamekuja wametaka ku, les gens sont venus et veulent être servis.
Jesus said, serve.
Et Jésus a dit, servez.
He said he washed everybody's feet.
Il a lavé les pieds de tous les disciples.
Take note of what I have done.
Et
to you.
Il les a demandé de noter cela.
Do it to your brethren.
Faites cela pour vos frères.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, having done that,
en faisant cela,
he took bread.
Il a pris le pain.
And said, this is my body.
Et il a dit, c'est mon corps.
Hallelujah. Now the Bible says that we, even though we are many people here,
la Bible dit que même si nous sommes nombreux,
we are one body.
Nous sommes un corps.
Now until you begin to see that,
jusqu'à ce que vous commenciez à le voir.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now the Bible says that no man ever hated his own flesh.
Et la Bible dit que personne ne peut haïr son propre corps.
If you go out on the street there,
si vous partez sur la,
and you see somebody with a knife,
vous allez voir quelqu'un se couper,
cutting his body like this.
Avec un couteau,
and blood is flowing.
Et le sang coule.
What will be the first thought in your mind?
Qu'est-ce que tu vas dire?
That man is crazy. Hallelujah. So when you talk nonsense about your brother and your sister,
vous parlez en mal de votre frère ou de votre sœur,
you are crazy.
Vous n'êtes pas normal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see a man beating his wife,
lorsque vous voyez quelqu'un taper sur sa femme,
that man is crazy.
Sa tête ne fonctionne pas.
It's not only with hand that you beat.
C'est pas seulement avec la main qu'on tape.
You can also beat with what now? Your mouth.
Vous pouvez taper aussi par la.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must learn to speak gentle words to one another.
Vous devez apprendre à parler des mots gentils les uns aux autres.
He said, no man hates his brother.
Il n'y a personne qui peut haïr son corps.
Body, but he said he nourishes and cherishes and nourishes the body.
Mais chacun nourrit son corps avec beaucoup de choses.
This morning you took soap, you washed your body.
Vous prenez ce savon ce matin, vous lavez votre corps.
You brushed your mouth.
Vous avez brossé votre bouche.
You used cream on your body.
Et vous avez utilisé.
You wore your fine dress on this same body.
Des beaux habits.
You put perfume.
Vous mettez du parfum.
You did a fine hairdo.
Et vous faites des cheveux.
Nourishing the body.
Vous êtes en train de nourrir le corps.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now that is it. Spiritually,
c'est sur le plan spirituel.
You have a body.
Vous avez un corps.
The same thing you do to your physical body,
de la même manière que vous traitez
do to your spiritual
corps,
body.
Traitez le corps.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only man I saw in the Bible who was beating himself.
La seule personne que j'ai vue s'est tapé lui-même.
He was using stone to bruise himself.
Il utilisait les pierres pour se blesser.
Anybody remember him?
Quelqu'un se souvient de cet homme?
He was the madman of Gadarene.
C'était le fou de Gadarin.
See the funny thing? He was in the mountain.
Il était sur la montagne.
So he was in the church.
Il était dans l'église.
But he was bruising himself.
Mais il était en train de se bruiser.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody could come near him.
Et personne ne pouvait
Hallelujah.
Le contenir.
S'approcher de lui.
When you are in a body,
lorsque vous êtes dans un corps,
and nobody can approach you,
et personne ne peut vous approcher,
everybody is afraid of you.
Chacun a peur de vous.
Go and check your health more.
Allez vous contrôler.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a problem.
Il y a quelque chose.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 God wants to build a body.
Dieu veut construire un
and
corps.
And he is real about what he wants to do.
Et il insiste sur ce qu'il veut faire.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So we be many, we are one body.
Et nous sommes nombreux, mais nous sommes un seul corps.
So when we break bread,
pendant que nous brisons le pain,
we are making a covenant.
Nous faisons une alliance.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, before you make this covenant,
avant de faire cette alliance,
you must examine yourself well.
Vous devez vous examiner.
If you have any issue with anybody,
s'il y a quelque chose avec quelqu'un,
go to that person.
Allez vers la personne.
Say, brother, let us make peace.
Et dites, frère, faisons la paix.
You did so and so to me the other day. I was not happy.
Vous avez fait ceci et cela, je n'étais pas content.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But let us make peace.
Mais faisons la paix.
I forgive you.
Je te pardonne.
If I have done anything to you,
si j'ai fait quelque chose contre vous,
please forgive me.
Pardonnez-moi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, when you do this from the heart,
faisant ceci du fond du cœur,
you are building the city.
Vous êtes en train de bâtir une cité.
You have become a builder of that city.
Amen. Vous êtes un bâtisseur de la cité.
You are closing the gaps in the city.
Vous êtes en train de fermer les
so that the enemy cannot come in again.
Par où l'ennemi ne peut pas passer.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we break bread,
nous, en brisant le pain,
we are making a covenant.
Nous faisons une alliance.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are saying we are one.
Et nous disons que nous sommes un.
From today,
désormais,
I will not think evil of you.
Je ne vais plus penser en mal.
I will not seek evil of you.
Je ne vais pas chercher du mal en vous.
I will seek after your welfare.
Je vais chercher votre bien-être.
I will stand with you.
Je vais me tenir avec vous.
I will support you.
Je vais te soutenir.
If need be, I will correct you.
Et si c'est important, je vais te corriger.
I will pray for you.
Je vais prier pour toi.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that is how a body is built up.
C'est de cette façon-là que le corps est construit.
That is how a body becomes one.
C'est de cette façon que le corps devient un.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when you begin to do this,
en commençant à faire cela,
you are building the wall of that city.
Vous êtes en train de construire un mur.
When the wall is built up,
et aussitôt le mur construit,
the enemy cannot come in.
L'ennemi ne peut pas entrer.
Praise the name of the Lord. When we stand together and become one,
lorsque nous nous tenons debout et nous devenons un,
sickness,
la maladie,
death,
la mort,
all forms of spiritual oppression,
toutes sortes d'esprits,
will be far away from you.
Seront loin de vous.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Some pastors will tell you it's when you bring your tithe and your offering.
Certains pasteurs vous diront que quand vous apportez vos offrandes et vos dîmes.
Praise the name of the Lord. It is when you build the body.
C'est à ce moment-là que vous construisez le corps.
The body is not built with money.
Le corps n'est pas construit par l'argent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is, the Bible says that love is the bond that binds us together.
La Bible dit que l'amour c'est le ciment qui met les gens
ensemble. It is the cement that put one block and another block together.
C'est le ciment qui met les blocs ensemble.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love is the bond that binds us together.
C'est l'amour qui met les gens ensemble.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they met regularly to break bread.
Alors, ils ont commencé à briser le pain régulièrement.
I want to give you a challenge.
Je vais vous donner un défi.
Begin to break bread often.
Faites régulièrement le partage de pain.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you will see what will happen.
Et vous verrez ce qui va arriver.
Praise the name of the Lord. Backbiting will go.
Sorry.
Backbiting.
Trop parler, ça va partir.
Hallelujah. All kinds of, you know, songi songi. Okay, songi songi will go. Praise the name of the Lord. Hatred, malice will go.
La haine va partir.
This ordinance has a way of giving life to the body.
Et c'est une façon de donner la vie au corps.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the third pillar of the church life.
C'est les trois piliers de la vie de l'église.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We cannot talk in detail about it today.
Nous ne pouvons pas aller en détail aujourd'hui.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now the fourth pillar.
Le quatrième pilier.
Is prayers.
C'est la prière.
They met regularly to pray.
Et ils se rencontraient régulièrement.
Hallelujah.
Ils se rencontraient régulièrement pour prier.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now prayer is vital.
Sorry.
Prayer is very vital to the life of the body.
La prière est très virtuelle.
Hallelujah.
Très important.
Vital.
Praise the name of the Lord. When you pray together, you are bound together.
En priant ensemble, vous êtes unis.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the home, when the family prays together, they are bound together.
Dans la famille, lorsque la famille prie ensemble, vous êtes unis.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the local assembly is made up of families.
Et une communion est faite de familles.
Praise the name of the Lord. When families are built up,
lorsque les familles sont bien construites,
the church is built up.
L'église est bien construite.
Praise the name of the Lord. So families must learn to pray together regularly.
Les familles doivent apprendre à prier ensemble régulièrement.
Daily.
Chaque jour.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You must not be too busy to pray with your husband, your wife, and your children.
Vous ne devez pas être très occupé pour ne pas prier avec les membres de votre famille.
Praise the name of the Lord. As you do that, you build life within yourself.
Et en faisant cela, vous êtes en train de bâtir la vie.
You build strength.
Vous construisez la force.
Hallelujah. You build authority over evil spirits.
Vous construisez une autorité au-dessus des esprits mauvais.
When you see people who pray, you know, seriously.
Si vous voyez quelqu'un qui prie sérieusement,
spirits don't like coming near them.
Sorry?
Spirits, evil spirits do not like to come near them.
Et les mauvais esprits ne peuvent pas s'approcher d'eux.
Hallelujah. When you see a church that is strong in the place of prayer,
si vous voyez une église qui est forte en prière,
God begins to give them authority over the spiritual.
Dieu commence à leur donner l'autorité au-dessus des esprits.
They don't fear witches.
Ils n'ont pas peur des sorciers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you see me, I don't fear witches.
Tel que vous me voyez, j'ai pas peur d'un sorcier.
They don't even come.
Et ils ne peuvent pas venir.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. They do not come.
Ils ne peuvent pas venir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't go into an environment and they say there is witch here.
Et je ne peux pas aller dans un environnement et trouver un sorcier.
It means absolutely nothing.
Et ça n'a pas de sens.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I've encountered them. I've encountered witches.
J'ai eu à rencontrer les sorciers.
I put them under my feet.
Et je les ai mis sous mes pieds.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Maybe tomorrow I'll just talk a little bit because I see there is this fear around this place.
J'en parlerai un peu demain.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I'll just focus on that a lot tomorrow.
Je vais revenir sur ça demain.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You have authority.
Vous avez l'autorité.
And you see, he said that one will chase 1,000.
Il est dit que l'un chassera 1,000,
but two will chase 10,000.
Et deux chasseront 10,000.
A church that is bound together,
l'église qui est ensemble,
exercises greater authority.
A une grande autorité.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must find something that will, you know, bind this assembly together.
Vous devez trouver quelque chose qui met l'assemblée ensemble.
It is for your own safety.
C'est pour votre sécurité.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't become the opening through which the enemy comes into the assembly.
Et il faut pas être une ouverture par laquelle l'ennemi entre dans l'assemblée.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the fourth pillar is prayers.
Le quatrième pilier c'est la prière.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now he said that the city was four square.
Et la cité avait quatre piliers.
When these four pillars are strong in an assembly,
quand ces quatre piliers sont forts dans l'assemblée,
the enemy has a problem with that assembly.
L'ennemi doit avoir des problèmes avec cette.
Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm chapter 48,
dans les psaumes 48,
he said that we have a strong city.
Il est écrit que nous avons une cité forte.
The enemy came and looked and feared.
L'ennemi voit de loin, il a peur.
Praise the name of the Lord. When we are built up as a city of God,
si nous sommes construits comme une cité de Dieu,
evil spirits will come and they are afraid to come near.
Les mauvais esprits auront peur de venir.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these pillars must be standing.
Ces piliers doivent être debout.
If the enemy wants to collapse this house,
comme si l'ennemi voudrait détruire cette maison,
he will attack these four pillars.
Il va attaquer ces quatre piliers.
You know, if you look at the book of Job, chapter 1,
si vous regardez dans Job 1,
praise the name of the Lord, there was a story there.
Il y a une histoire.
He said that the sons of Job were feasting in their house.
Et il est écrit que les fils de Job étaient en train de
fêter. The house of their eldest brother.
Dans la maison de leur fils aîné.
Hallelujah. Now for us, our eldest brother is Jesus Christ.
Et pour nous, le fils aîné, c'est Christ.
Praise the name of the Lord. They were feasting.
Ils étaient en fête.
And a wind came from the wilderness.
Et il y a un vent violent qui est venu du désert.
Hallelujah. Now the wilderness is inhabited by wild beasts, evil spirits.
Et le désert c'est un endroit où il y a des mauvais esprits.
And the Bible says he smote the four corners of the house.
Et la Bible dit que ces vents ont frappé les quatre piliers de la maison.
And the house collapsed and killed
et
everybody.
Et cette maison s'est effondrée et a tué tout le monde.
Praise the name of the Lord. If the enemy wants to collapse this house,
si l'ennemi veut détruire cette maison,
he will attack the ministry of the word.
Il va attaquer le ministère de la parole.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's easy to criticize leaders.
C'est très facile de critiquer les leaders.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's much more difficult to pray for them.
Mais c'est difficile de prier pour eux.
Hallelujah. When you observe a problem,
Quand vous observez un problème,
because they are also human beings.
Comme c'est des humains,
they have their weaknesses.
Ils ont des faiblesses.
There are two things that you can do.
Il y a deux choses à faire.
One is you can ta 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 ta
vous parlotez.
The other one, songi songi. The other one is that you can go on your knees and pray for them.
Et la deuxième chose c'est que vous pouvez aller et prier pour la personne.
I can tell you that prayer is more beneficial.
Et je vous dis que la prière c'est beaucoup plus bénéfique.
Prayer changes people.
La prière change les humains.
It changes things.
Ça change les choses.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It changes.
Ça change.
Pray for those who are in authority. Yes.
La prière donne l'autorité.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Priez pour ceux qui sont en position élevée.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Tomorrow we're going to read some epistles.
Demain, nous allons lire quelques épîtres.
Hallelujah. Amen. And trusting that we can also deal with some very practical issues.
Et nous pouvons traiter des choses beaucoup plus pratiques.
Amen.
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 So, this is critical for an assembly.
Et ça, c'est très critique pour une assemblée.
Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that Nehemiah got information that Jerusalem was in ruins.
La Bible dit que Néhémie a eu l'information que Jérusalem allait tomber en ruine.
Now, what happened to Jerusalem?
Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
Jerusalem was taken captive by the enemy.
Jérusalem était pris en captivité par l'ennemi.
Hallelujah. The evil spirits had taken over the place.
Les mauvais esprits ont pris la place.
Men have been taken captive.
Et les gens ont été pris en captivité.
And carried into a strange land.
Ils ont été amenés à une terre étrangère.
What does that mean for us today?
Cela veut dire quoi?
Do you know that a spirit can take over somebody?
Vous savez que l'esprit peut prendre quelqu'un?
Hallelujah. You can look at your wife.
Regardez votre femme.
Suddenly she begins to behave, you understand, strangely and differently.
Elle commence à se comporter bizarrement.
Because the enemy is at work.
Parce que l'ennemi est au travail.
Hallelujah. Somebody can be taken into a strange land.
Quelqu'un peut être pris sur une terre étrangère.
And is in a place of captivity.
Et il est à un endroit de captivité.
You know, the Bible says that we are not fighting against flesh and blood.
La Bible dit que nous ne combattons pas contre la chair et le sang.
Sometimes somebody can be behaving in a particular way.
Quelqu'un peut se comporter d'une certaine façon.
It is the work of spirit.
C'est les œuvres de l'esprit.
Pray for that person.
Il faut prier pour la
personne. Bind the spirit.
Il faut lier.
Ask God to open the person's eyes.
Et demande à Dieu d'ouvrir les yeux de la personne.
Oh yeah, brethren, it works.
Et ça travaille.
Hallelujah.
Ça fonctionne.
You will begin to see change in that person.
Vous allez voir un changement dans la personne.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that's how you build.
C'est de cette façon que vous construisez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. As you do that,
en faisant cela,
you see positive change.
Vous verrez des changements positifs.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What did you call that? It is this backbiting.
Songi,
songi. I like that. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is injurious to relationship.
Cela détruit les relations.
I would not love to hear that you have been speaking something behind my back.
Je serais pas content d'apprendre que vous parlez de quelque chose de mauvaise derrière moi.
One of the important principles of the church life.
Une des principes de la vie de l'église.
Is that I do not say something about you that I will not say in front of you.
That's right.
Je ne peux pas parler quelque chose de vous alors que je ne suis pas en mesure de le dire en votre présence.
Praise the name of the Lord. And also, I would not want to listen to something from you about ego if you cannot say it in front of him.
Et je ne serai pas d'accord d'écouter ce que vous dites sur Igor si vous ne pouvez pas le dire en sa présence.
I close my ears.
Je vais fermer mes oreilles.
We must learn to close our ears.
Nous devons fermer nos oreilles.
You know, see, spirits are transmitted through words.
Les esprits se transmettent à partir des paroles.
If I hate Brother Celeste,
si je hais le frère Céleste,
you know, hatred is a spirit.
Haïr est un esprit.
And I come to Igor.
Je viens à Igor.
And I begin to talk to him about Brother Celeste.
Et je commence à lui parler au sujet du frère Céleste.
If he opens his heart,
si il ouvre son cœur,
he will begin to feel about Celeste the way I feel about Celeste.
Il va commencer à sentir de la même manière que je
because
sens.
I have transferred the spirit to
parce que
to
j'ai
him.
Transmis l'esprit à Igor.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now the words I'm speaking to you tonight,
la parole que je vous adresse ce soir,
they are spirit.
Elle est esprit.
They will provoke a change in you.
Ça va amener un changement en vous.
If you open your heart to them.
Si vous ouvrez votre cœur à elle.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to stop here tonight.
J'aimerais m'arrêter ici ce soir.
And trust God that tomorrow we're going to look at details of church life.
Et espérant que demain nous allons voir la vie de l'église en détail.
How should husbands treat their wives?
Comment le mari devrait traiter sa femme?
How should wives treat their husbands?
Comment la femme devrait traiter son mari?
How should the older women treat the younger women?
Comment la dame, la grande dame traiterait la jeune dame?
How should younger people treat people who are older than them?
Et comment les jeunes doivent traiter avec les plus âgés?
How should children treat their parents?
Comment les enfants doivent traiter les parents?
How should young men who are not married, like Gracie, do you understand? Treat the married women in the church.
Comment est-ce que les jeunes non mariés traiteraient les mariés dans l'église?
Do you understand me? Praise the name of the Lord. There is a way we live our life.
Nous avons une façon de vivre.
We are not Congolese, we are not Nigerians.
Nous ne sommes pas du Congo, ni
we are not Americans. We are the people of Zion.
Nous sommes de Sion.
And there is a way we live our lives.
Et nous avons une façon de vivre.
Because we are the city of the living God.
Parce que nous sommes la cité du Dieu vivant.
The Bible says that the nations of the earth will walk in the light of that city.
La Bible dit que
les nations de ce monde
marcheront à la lumière de cette cité.
We are the ones to teach the world how to live life.
Nous devons apprendre le monde comment se comporter.
Because we are the light of the world.
Parce que nous sommes la lumière.
We are the city that is set upon a hill.
Nous sommes la cité qui est élevée sur la montagne.
Our life cannot be hidden.
Et nos vies ne peuvent pas être cachées.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Que le nom de Dieu soit.
Hallelujah. So I just believe God that change will come to this assembly.
J'ai la foi que le changement viendra dans cette assemblée.
Change will come to all of us.
Le changement viendra à chacun de nous.
Life will spring out here.
Et la vie va être donnée à chacun.
And Goma will see it.
Et Goma va le voir.
Men will say, come, let us go to this place.
Et les gens diront, allons à cet endroit.
For the word of the Lord will go out from this place.
Parce que la parole vient de là.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I want to talk about Songi Songi.
Gloire à Dieu, j'aimerais parler au sujet de Songi Songi.
So, after that, I want us to have a short practical session.
Et après cela, j'aimerais qu'on ait une section, une courte.
And so that we can share, you know, the practical aspects of this word.
Afin que l'on puisse partager l'aspect pratique de cette parole.
So if somebody comes to me,
si quelqu'un vient vers moi,
I say, look, let me tell you what Sister Anne did to me yesterday.
Et il dit, laisse-moi te raconter ce que la sœur Anne a parlé de moi hier.
So what should I do?
Qu'est-ce que je dois faire?
Yes, who has something to say?
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un qui a quelque chose à dire, une réponse?
And I want to tell you so that you can pray about it.
J'aimerais vous dire pour que vous puissiez prier.
Yes. The person is sharing with you a prayer burden, is it not? The person is sharing with you a prayer burden that Sister Anne did something to me yesterday. So I'm sharing it with you so that you can pray. So what should I do?
Quelqu'un vient, il vous approche et il dit que j'ai besoin de prière. J'ai une requête de prière.
Non, c'est pas ça. Quelqu'un vient te parler quelque chose pour quelqu'un d'autre. Comme une. Qu'est-ce que tu dois faire?
On appelle ça calomnie en français.
So what should I do?